This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, by the way, with those bond yields tomorrow morning, say 8:30 or so East Coast time, when we get the September unemployment report. Best guesses are it's going to be pretty good. Lots of new jobs, a new low, low rate on unemployment, which becomes a big deal when you think about this. We are getting oh so close to the holiday hiring season, right? And given the strength of the economy that Sabri was just talking about, holiday sales are expected to be pretty strong too, which means stores are going to be busy, which means they're going to have to be hiring. So what's a would-be employer to do in the search for those new hires? Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
You don't have to tell stores that workers are hard to come by. Jack Kleinhens with the National Retail Federation says to just look at when retailers are posting holiday jobs this year.
They're announcing these openings much earlier than what we'd seen in the past.
He says stores are starting to raise wages to attract seasonal workers. They're also offering incentives like signing bonuses, additional training, and more employee discounts.
I believe one of the companies out there was even thinking of providing a 401k.
But even though the unemployment rate is so low, there are still plenty of people willing to take on more work.
Seasonal workers are often people who are working second or third jobs.
That's economist Teresa Ghilarducci at the New School. She says stores know that higher wages will bring in people who need the extra income.
There's really no such thing as a labor shortage in economics.
Higher pay could cut into profits for retailers and make gift buying more expensive for shoppers. But look, these are good problems to have. The National Retail Federation said holiday sales are expected to jump by more than 4% this year. Economist Sarah House at Wells Fargo says workers are benefiting too.
We saw it this week with Amazon increasing their minimum wage. We've seen Target and Walmart increase the level that they're bringing in workers.
She says retailers could ask employees to work longer hours instead of bringing more people on. That would be good for existing workers if they need those hours. Bad for shoppers who'd have to wait in longer lines at the checkout counter with fewer employees around. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.